Okay, today's daf is Mi'ila Daf Yud. Mi'ila Daf Yud, as we are on Tes Amid Beis, towards the bottom, we're about to explain a Braisa. But just one ha'ara in the Braisa, the last thing we mentioned was that in the Braisa it said that if somebody is Moel from a Karban Chatas, then it might depend what they do with the proceeds that they have to pay for the violation of Me'ila. Depends what happens, what stage of the Hakrava are you of the regular carbon. So the Braisa said that if somebody's Neneh from Demei Chatas and Demei Asham, so if you pay before the Chatas is Hukrav, then you just Mosif that money and you add that to the Chatas and you bring a fatter Chatas. But if not, if it was already Hukrav, so then Yechul Yam HaMelech. You throw it to the Yam HaMelech and the Achronim say, Yam HaMelech. What's the nature of the Isra Me'ila? The discussion of the Achronim is Me'ila more in the world of Gezel or in the world of Bizayan Hektish, Kapara element, V'chulu? Says the Nesivis, maybe there's a chilik between Kedushas Balek Habayis and Kedushas Mizbeach, but said some of the Achronim, says the Stipler, you see from this Gemara, the fact that you have to throw it to the Yam HaMelech means it's not Gezel. Because Gezel is all about replacing what was lost. So therefore, it can't be purely Gezel. Against Rav Chaim, against Rav Shimon Shkup and the Shar Yosher, who both hold, with many rayas, that it is Gezel. But the Stipler says, no, there must be some Kapara element, like the Nesiva says, at least by some of the Me'ilas. But then the Stipler went on himself to say, as we said, some type of middle approach. Maybe it's not about Gezel, it's not about Kapara, but it's more just about a Chiyuv Hashava. The Torah is mechayev you to be meshiv this money, meshiv to do a ma'isa hashava, and it's not either of the extremes. I thought I'd just mention the Reb Chaim that they were talking about. The Reb Chaim notes that he thinks it is really gezel. He thinks it's a form of gezel, and he bases it on a raya from a Tosfos, from a Gemara and from a Tosfos. The Gemara discusses in Bamitzi, I think, and elsewhere the iser of the mitzvah, really. It's a mitzvah in Parshas Ki Tseitzei. The mitzvah of when a worker is working in a field, he has rights to be able to eat parts, some of the fruit that he's working with. If he's working in the grapes, he's allowed to eat some of the grapes. If he's working here, he's allowed to eat it. That's part of the rights that he has. And one is not allowed to tell him not to. Telling him not to would be a violation of chasima. There's not only the issur of chasima, muzzling an animal, there could be an issur of muzzling your worker. Right, if you don't let them eat when they can. Tosfos there, I think it's in Bamitziyat of Tzadik, he quotes, Tosfos asks that there's a pasuk that teaches me that you are allowed to eat from the field, right? But says the Gemara, says Tosfos, Lama lanu krad dereyachalim ute hektish tepuk lanta aser mishum iser me'ila. You need a pasuk to exclude lim ute hektish, to say that if it's hektish fruit, then you're not allowed to eat from it. Ask the Tosfos, the Tepuklan, to Aser Mishum Me'ila. Is an Isra Me'ila? We need a pasuk for. Of course you're allowed to, you're not allowed to take from the fruit if the fruit are hektish. It's Me'ila. We need a pasuk to teach me to exclude that hektish is excluded from this halacha. So Tosfos says, Salka Daitach Tashari Kamo Isra Gezel. I might have thought that it's mutter, just like Gezel is mutter, meaning just like there is no Isra Gezel from these fruit, from the master, because that's part of the rights of my working here, so to Me'ila. That's what Tosfos says. Ask Reb Chaim now. But that's difficult, because if you look two blad later on Daf Tzadik Beis, it says that if he's a Nazir who's working in the field, that he's not allowed to drink the wine. Not allowed to eat the grapes or drink wine from there. Harei de lo yafina le mishrei yisra mehad ochal mishal bailam. And there's no pasuk there that's needed. You know that if it's a Nazir is not allowed to eat the grapes that he's working with. So what do you need a pasuk to exclude hektish? You don't need a pasuk to exclude other Isurim. Other Isurim, you naturally know that a poel cannot violate and consume these Isurim. Only when it comes to hektish do we say, oh, you need a pasuk to exclude it. Chleizer Chaim is beautiful, because if Me'ilad root is an Isur of Gezel, that's why I would have had a Hava Mina specifically here, that it's mutter. Just like there's no Isser Gezel here from the Bailim, maybe there's no Isser Gezel here either from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you need the specific pasuk, Kamash Balan, that you don't go so far. Even if it is an Isser Gezel, you don't go so far. The Kol Yisod Me'ila Humishum Din Gezel Hektesh. V'chein Muchach, and he also quotes from the Halacha, from the Mishnah we'll have later on, that you can be Mitztarif Ve'lizman Meruba. You could have a little Me'ila today and a little Me'ila in a week from now, and it's all Mitztarif. Avshay Kol Zeh Humishum Din Gezel Lobei. U'lahach Yudim Mitztarif V'chol Gavni V'shi'uro Be'pruta Kedin Gezel. It's a pruta v'chulu, and Reb Chaim talks about this. This is in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Beis, Halacha. Hey, there's only one piece in Reb Chaim in Hilchos Me'ila. I'm sorry, two pieces. This is the second piece. But that relates to the end of what we said yesterday. So we're in the Brisa, though, that we quoted. We had a machlokas between Levi and Rav. What does one do with the money that he gives to the Beis HaMikdash for violating Me'ila? Rav had said, Mashanana Yiplu L'Nedava. Right, to give it to Nadava, meaning for Karbanas. And Levi says, no, you give it for something, Shekul Lamezbeach, which we said was Ketores. We said it was Ketores, because even in Karban Ola, it's not Kula Lamezbeach. Its skin, the hides, go to the Kohanim. So in the middle of the Brisa, the first half of the Brisa said, let's start from there again. Let's just read it quickly. Tani Kavasi Deraf. Right about the middle, halfway down on Tesma base. Hanena mi dme chatasu mi dme asham, achlo karva chataso, Yosef yavi chataso. If I'm paying for what I violated, so then I just add it on to the animal, and I bring a fatter carbon chatas. The achlo karva ashamo, Yosef yavi ashamo. And if it's before I gave my carbon asham, so then I'm mosif it too. But, kfar karav chataso, if my chatas was already hukrav, yechol yamamelach, it has to go to the yamamelach, it's like a chatas mesa. Which we're going to have in the Mishnah later on. Kfar Karav Ashamo. And if the Asham was already Hukrav, Yiplu L'Nadava. So then it goes to Nadava, like an Asham, Shenitak L'Riyah. That's the first half of the Brisa. Next, Hanani Mi Kachi Kachim. Somebody gets benefit from Kachi Kachim. Lifnei Zrikas Daman. Meaning it's still subject to Me'ila. The Emure Kachim Kalam La'achas Zrikas Daman. When it is subject to Me'ila, Mashenene Yiplu L'Nadava. Whatever I know you got, Yiplu L'Nadava. Good. Next, last section of the Brisa. Kol Karbanos HaMizbeach LaMizbeach. All Karbanos Mizbeach. If you get Hana from any Karbanos, then it goes LaMizbeach. Without any distinctions made. Karbanos Kodshei Bedek Abayis LaBedek Abayis. Karbanos of Bedek Abayis. That money that you have to pay goes to Bedek Abayis. Karbanos Sibur Linidva Sibur. End of the Brisa. So Gemara says, 1 minute, Hagufa Kasha. The Brisa seems to contradict itself. Why? The first half of the Brisa says there are different addresses that we would give the Me'ila payment to, depending on what time, what has happened already. Well, the second half of the Brisa doesn't make any distinctions. That's the Kasha. The first half of the Brisa says it depends whether the carbon was hukrav or not. Viktani, in the second half of the Brisa, makes no distinctions. Kol karbanas lamizbeach lamizbeach. It all goes lamizbeach. None of it goes to Yamamelach. Veloshna de ichbar baile, veloshna hecha de lo ichbar. Question mark. So the first half of the Brisa says in certain cases you're going to throw it to the Yamamelach. The second half of the Brisa says no, you're always going to be able to use it for Nidavis. So the Gemara answers, it's a machlokas tanoim. Really, Yishlan of the Brisa is reflecting a different shita. Reisha, Rabbi Shimon, he, Damar kolchata, shekibru baleha, tamus, period. And the Gemara leaves out the second half, that the seifa is the Rabbanan. We had a machlokas elsewhere, Rashi quotes it, in Tmura and Dafyud Ches. We know there are five chatos mesos. As we're going to have, you can even turn over the page, the first Mishnah, the third parak in Me'ila, lists off the five chatos mesos. Perek Vlad Chatas. Vlad Chatas, Temuras Chatas, Chatas Mesu Baleh, V'chulu. So one of the Chatos Mesos is where it got lost. My carbon Chatas got lost. I designate another one in its stead. If I'm actually Makriv, that carbon Chatas, and only after that do I find my original one, that is one of the Chatos Mesos. Right? Chatas Sheh, Avda, Evin Skapra Ba'acher. But what happens if before I was Makriv, my new one, I found the original one. And now they're both standing here. So, and then I'm Makriv one of them. So do we say the other one is also Chatos Mesos, even if you found it beforehand? There's nothing wrong with either of these. So the Rabbanan say, that's not Chatos Mesos. Chatos Mesos is only if you find it after you are Makriv it. But if you find it before, so then it's Yipul and Adava. Mashenkin, Reb Shimon says no. Rav Shimon says this line that the Gemara just quoted: "Kol shechata shekipru balea tamus." Any chatas that the Bialim got kapar with another one, even if this other one, if they were both standing here and you could have done either one, so then we say it should die. So that's what this case is talking about. Rav Shimon is the shita of the Tanakama, where we say that you throw it to the Yam HaMelech, Mashenki, and the Rabbanim would say, no, you don't do that, and that's why they say in the second half of the Brisa that Karbanas Sibur always go to Karban Sibur, even if you are Makriv the other one, as long as you found it beforehand, so then it wouldn't go to Yam HaMelech. Right? So that this Brisa reflects two different opinions. And Rashi quotes the Gemara there in Yud Ches, where we, Tamur Yud Ches, where we have this Machlokas. Says, yeah.
You have to say,
that's what we're talking about, right? You found both of them beforehand. And then you were makriv one of them, so that's the machlokas tanoim. Rav Shimon would say that the money has to go to Yam HaMelech, and the Rabbanan would say, no, it would go to Kachin Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, could that really be the case? Reisha Rav Shimon v'sefer Rabbanan? So Amar Rav Gavia, debei Kasil, or Rav Ashi, yes, Hachi Amar Rabaya, Reisha Rav Shimon v'sefer Rabbanan. Even though sometimes, most of the time, we don't like to say that. If you don't have a choice, we'll say that Rav Yehuda Nasi was reflecting different opinions in the Brisa. Period. Amar Rava, Viter. Now we're referring back to the machlokas we had yesterday. We had a machlokas on the bottom of Tes Amid Aleph. If you remember, between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Is there a me'ila from the Efer Tapuach, from the pile of ashes? Remember, we have pile number one, you take Trumas Hadeshen from there, and then after you take Trumas Hadeshen, you move all the ashes to make room for today's karbanas to another pile on the Mizbeach. Machlokas Rashi Rambam, how often that other pile is removed. Is it every day, the Rambam, or is it only as per need? That is Rashi. Either way, you need Big Day Kahuna, like the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes in Parshas Sav. You need lesser Big Day Kahuna, but you still need Big Day Kahuna. That was a machlokas, whether there is Me'ila by that Afer that's in the Tapuach al Gavi Mizbeach. So Rava, commenting on that machlokes, says, Hakom Odim, right, fourth line of Rashi, Rav Rab Yochanan, the Pligi, Beifer Tapuach, they both agree, Shimnene mi Besar Kachi, Kachim Shenitma, they both agree though, if somebody gets benefit from meat of Kachi Kachim, that became Tamei, meaning it is not going to be eaten. It's Kachi Kachim Shenitma. That's what's important about this halacha, that it's not going to be eaten by the Kohanim because it's Kachi Kachim Shenitma. Or, Ume Emure Kachim Kalim, La'acher Shehe'elon, or from Emurim of Kachim Kalim, after you brought them up to be burned. But the Pater, in both these cases, you're Pater, because neither of these are called Kachi Hashem anymore. They're not going to be burned anymore. One was already, and the other one was Tamei. And therefore, there is not going to be any Isser of Me'ila. There is a machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos. When did the Tumah take place? Before or after Zrikas Hadam? That's a question, because you might say, once Zrika is done, then Me'ila, there's no Me'ila anyway. So Rashi says it took place before Zrika. But if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos wonders, when did it take place? So the first wide line in Tosfos, all the way towards the bottom, Tosfos says, V'niru lafarish, tohachamari benitveis la'achar Zrika. It's after Zrika. It's after Zrika. So why should there be any by the Basar of the Kachay Kachin? There's no Me'ila anyway. Says Tosfos, V'kamash malan, afagav di'ika mitzvah sreifa aleha. But once it becomes Tamei, now there is something that you have to do. You're right. Right after Zrika, there's no more Me'ila. But right when it became Tamei, it's no longer able to be eaten. Now you have a mitzvah to burn it. So you might have compared this mitzvah to burn it to the previous mitzvah to burn it. Mitzvah to burn proper karbanas mizbeach, and the mitzvah to burn kachim dashenitzmu. So avagav dika mitzvah sreifa ole mikol mako mechizarek kachim nasas mitzvah so kivan de lo tzarek b'dekahuna b'mitzvah sreifa kitipi rashi la'el. So says Tosfos, it could even be a case of la'achar zrika. Don't tell me, oh, nasas mitzvah so no chiddush, because you might compare the sreifa that has to be done for the kachim shenitzma to the previous one. Which the Gemara is about to say. Tosfos kind of jumps the gun.
So there was a second Me'ila that reappeared?
Correct. So Tosfos says the Hava mean is that there would have been a Me'ila that reappears. After Zrika, there is no longer Me'ila. But once it becomes Tamei, now you cannot have this. So it's similar. I mean, Lamaskana, it's like cases that we had before. As long as there is Shasa Kosher, we had La Nitma, all those cases, there is no Me'ila there, because there was a moment in time that it was Mutter. So Tosfos is just saying, not only is there a moment in, put this on the list. of items that have a moment in time that's mutter, and then it became aser. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Otosis is really foreshadowing what the Gemara is about to say. The Gemara says, Pshita, Maika Mafsid. The Gemara says, it's obvious that there is no Me'ila. What loss are you causing? What loss are you causing? It has to be destroyed, and it still has to be destroyed. So the Gemara says, no, wow, the Tema, Basar, Kachi, Kachem, Shenitma, Islay, Mitzvah, Sreifa, Lakonim, as Tosva said. This Mil, Mitzvah, Sreifa. Tosis just added that what's not Mefurish in the Gemara, that is, this is even if the Tumah comes up after Zrika. Rashi says, and the Gemara might be on the Sukkot Pshuto, that the Tumah happened before Zrika, so there was never a moment in time where it was Mutter. Tosfos has the Chiddush that even if it was Mutter, if it became Tumah after the Zrika. But you might say that because it has a Mitzvah Sreifa now, so therefore it is back to be called Kachi Hashem, or Emure Kachim Kalim, Ika Mitzvahs, Lahapoch Bitsi, Lahfuche Bitsinora, but also even by Emure Kachim Kalim, after they are put up on the Mizbeach, there's a Mitzvah too. To stoke the flame, to stoke the emurim, the fast while they're in there, in order that they burn properly. There's a mitzvah to do that. There's a kiyum to do that, as we'll read the Rambam in a second. So you might say there's still something to do, and therefore there's still me'ilah that is shayach. Kamash v'lan delo, kamash v'lan, we don't say that. Where's the mitzvah of lahafuche bitzinora? So the Rambam says this when he describes the avoda every morning of the Karban Tumah. Same Rambam that we mentioned about hotzas adam, perek beis halacha yud gimel. The Rambam describing every morning. We're going to do this, Be'ez Hashem, in Maseches Tamid. Describe the whole avodah of the morning. Says the Rambam, Acha sheyered zeh shetaram, after this, the one who did Shurban Tadeshin goes down, Ratzim echav ha-kohanim, then the kohanim start running. Right, it's a lot of zrizus in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash. Umekachin yideyem v'ragleyem b'mehera, and they quickly do Kiddush Yadayim v'ragleyem at the kiyar, v'notlan es ha-magreifos v'etzatzinoras, and they take the shovels, v'olin l'rosh ha-mizbeach, and they after the Trumas Hadeshin man already did his job, then they go up to the top of the Mizbeach. V'kol evare ha'olos, ve'emure ha'karbonos, shalonis achlu kol ha'layla, machzirin osam l'tzadei ha'mizbeach. You put them on the side of the Mizbeach. V'em einat tzadei machzikin sojourn osam bekevesh, k'neged ha'sovim. You put them on the side of the rim. V'achar kach, gorfin es Hadeshin b'magrefos mikol tzadei ha'mizbeach, u'ma'alin oso areima al gabei tapuach. Then you move it to the side pile. V'gorfin me'osa harema bipsachter v'ukli gado shemasek lechsek u'morido selamata. And you bring that down. This is the Rambam's shita of hotzas hadeshin every day. U'beragal noy u'morido selam anichan harema b'gavoa be'emsa mizbeach mebnei shehu noy lamizbeach. But the Rambam says that after you take the Trumas Hadeshin, you go up there and you stoke a little bit, and then you put it on the side. And then the Rambam says, "Call Misha Ratzam and Akohanim and Malim and Adeshin Sharidu Lamata Umotzi Michutz Leil Shevach Adeshin." Anyone who wants to do Osas Adeshin can do it. The aim of Osas Adeshin Lachutz Pious. Elakala wrote that the Mishnah in Yuma they had a pious, they had a goral for the Trumas Adeshin, but not for the Osas Adeshin. Ume Olam Lo Nisatzel Kohen Milahutzi Adeshin. But there was never a time where the head of the Kohanim, the Mamuda, had to say, "Could somebody please take this out?" Right? Halavai, that should apply in our houses. Halavai, that's our bracha. Could somebody please do this? Unless you designate a certain person, it's not going to get done. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it was always done. Didn't have to designate, no goro, it was always taken care of. Me'olam lo nisatzel kohen milahotzi es hadeshen. Baruch Hashem. That's our bracha for ourselves. Okay, wonderful. Says the Gemara continuing. So this is lahafuche bitzinora, so even though you still have a chiv to do it, but that does not create me'ila. There is another important Gemara which relates to lahafuche bitzinora. We did this Gemara 2 summers ago, Masechah Shavuos. The Gemara says in Shavuos on Daf Yud Zayin Amabez, Zor shahafach bitzinora chayiv misa. The Gemara says, even though, putting the two Gemaras together, even though our Gemara says it's not such a chiyuv that it would create me'ila before you do it for the Kohanim, but if his Zar does it, he's chayiv misa. A Zar that's mahapech b'tzinora. And the Rambam paskins that way. Why? Why? So Rashi says right there, Shavuos Yuzayin, mikarev ichulo. Because that helps, makes the, not the digestive process of the person, but the digestive, the process of the destruction of the burning of the fats on the Mizbeah happens quicker. Mekarev ichulo, And that's why this is an avoda, so to speak. Not a real hardcore avoda, one of the four, but it's something important. If the Tzar does it, it is nechshav avoda enough that he should be chayav misa. If you look in the Ritva there in Maseches Shavuos, he has an important ha'ara. Here we see Makari v'chulo is very significant. So what about in Maseches Avoda Zara, where we say that if a Jew puts something on the fire and then a non-Jew stirs it, it's not called bishalakum? A Jew does something, and even if the guy is mekarev bishulo, it's not going to be usher. Why? By Hilchas Mikdash, we say it is a significant act, and by Hilchas Bishalakum, it's not a significant act. Says the Ritva, right there, Shavuos Yudzayin Velokasha. The Afilu Havi Havaha Doraisa. Even if you want to say they would both be on a Doraisa level, I can have an answer. Bishalakum is Durabanan. Right, Mahabeh Bitzeros Doraisa. So even if you want to say they would build me on a Doraisa level, I would still be able to explain why Mahabeh Bitzeros is significant here and not there. Why? Efshar Shechmira Torah Ba'avoda. You could say Ba'avoda, it's more Machmir. Every single aspect and element is significant. So even if they were both Doraisa, Kol Shekein Hacha, and surely now that we say that they're not both Doraisa, Da Hacha Amrinan Adina Doraisa. Over here by Mahabeh Bitzeros, that's a Din Doraisa. And therefore by a Doraisa, as we say, Kirev to the result is significant. Just like Hilchas Shabbos. The Dechvase Nami Le'inyim Avashel B'Shabbos. Efshar Da'avi Chayev. Kirev Bishulo by Shabbos is Chayev. As we'll give the examples in a minute. Kirev Bishulo. But Aval Hasam B'Bishule Goyim Durabanon Hikilu Afilu Baha. But by Bishalakum we're Mekel Deleka Mishum B'Noseyen Kivan Shabam Miksaso Alide Yisrael. If Yad Yisrael Ba'emtsa, if a Jew has any part of the process of Bishalakum, so then we paskin, it is Mutter. What about turning on the fire? That's a Machlokas Rishonim, that's a Machlokas B'Chabra and Ramah. Is that good enough? Turning on the fire. But separate from that, if I stir it, if I move it closer to the flame, if I do anything, so we say that is, as long as a Jew does any of that, it's not Bishalakim. And if a guy does any of that, a Jew does everything else, it's not Bishalakim. But says the Ritva, that's why don't compare, don't think it's a problem between Hilchos Beis HaMikdash and Hilchos Bishalakim. That is the Ritva, but this is all related to our case of Kirei Bishulo and Mahapech Bitsi Nora. Once we have this Gemara open in front of us, and we have Kirei Bishulo on the table, just to remember, in Hilchos Shabbos there are a number of examples of Kirei Bishulo, which is also Daraisa. If something is not fully cooked yet, and then I move it closer to a fire, let's say it's on a blech. It's on a blech. A blech only helps us for Durabanans of Shabbos. It doesn't help us for Daraisas of Shabbos. If I have a pot that's not fully cooked on a blech, and on Shabbos, I move it closer to the flame, that's an Isser Daraisa of Kirei Bishulo. Right? All these cases. Or if I stir something that is not fully cooked. That is, if the challah is not fully cooked, so I stir it. So that's Isser Daraisa of Kirei Bishulo, because I'm moving items that were further from the fire closer to the fire when I stir it. So that is all in the world of Kirei Bishulo. Or, another example that the Rishonim give, if something is not fully cooked, and then I put the cover of the pot on top of it. There was no cover, and I put the cover on. That also raises the temperature. That's Kirev Bishulo. All of those are examples. In cases where something is not fully cooked, it could be Asa Daraisa. Why do I keep emphasizing that? But what if it's fully cooked? If it's fully cooked, we generally paskin that there is no Isser Daraisa Bishol that is Shayach anymore. Once something becomes Machol Ben Drusoi, edible, going from, that's for sure Daraisa, making something not edible to edible in the world of Bishol. Going from Machol Ben Drusoi to fully cooked, that's a Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam Rashba, and we're Machmer like the Rambam, that says there is Bishol Daraisa up until Mevushal Kol Tzarcho, up until fully cooked. But once something is fully cooked, so then at least in the world of Daraisa, there's no more Bishol Daraisa. There could still be Bishol Darabanan Shayach, but there's no more Bishol Daraisa at that point. But that's all here Bishula. Just one final example that's quoted by some of the Achronim, and that is, let's say I put up a hot water urn right before Shabbos, and when Shabbos starts, the water is not boiled yet. So is there a problem there? So do you get into issues of Shehiya, right? There's no, it's not a covered fire, leaving it on the fire, but forgetting the world of Durabanans. Let's talk on the Daraisa realm. Is there any issue Daraisa of what? Of, let's say I take some water out on Shabbos, when the water is not fully cooked yet. I mean, I put it up the second before Shabbos, and now it's not fully cooked on Shabbos, so it usually doesn't come up, because you put it up, like before you go to shul, you're going to get back, it's going to be ready. But let's say a woman who's at home wanted to get some hot water, and you put it up right before, and then 10 minutes later, it's not boiled yet, you take some water out. Reducing the volume of the water is going to cause the rest of the water to be cooked quicker. So is that called Kirav Bishulo? Some Achronim say, is that the Daraisa, or is that's not Kirav Bishulo, that's just removal of an impediment. That's not called Kirav Bishulo. So that's a machla, that's a discussion in the Achronim, whether that would also be included, reducing the volume. But either way, that all comes from this idea of mitzvah lahafuche bitzinora. It's a mitzvah to hasten the cooking, the burning on the top of the Mizbeach, and that comes up. What did we just talk about? Hilchos Mikdash, Hilchos Bishalakum, Hilchos Shabbos, three cases where Kirav Bishulo comes up. Okay. Amar Rava. Amar Rava, last four lines before the Mishnah. Ha da Amrit, back to the Braisa. Ha da Amrit Kfar Karva Chadas Yechol Yamamelach. That which we said, that if you violated Me'ila, and I'm bringing my money to give to the Beis HaMikdash, that, when do I say that it goes to the Yam HaMelach, Hanimili De'isyadele Kamikapara? We're going to go with Rashi's pshat here, or the quote, Rashi in quotes, the Mefarish's pshat here. When do we say that it goes to the Yam HaMelach? That's only if I know about my violation, and I designate, that's what the Mefarish adds in here, and I designate the money before the carbon is brought. Meaning, there's money that I violated Me'ila from that's supposed to go to a Chatas. And then I find out, I violated Me'ila, so I designate more money that's going to be for the Chatas. So at this point, what am I supposed to do? What should I do? I should take both monies, make one big fat Chatas, and be Makrevim. But what happened? I didn't. I was makriv just the money, the original Dmei Chatas. So that's where we say that the money that you designated for a Chatas goes to the Yam HaMelech. That's Moser Chatas. It goes to the Yam HaMelech. Avala Acher Kapara. But what if I only designated the money? Maybe I found out about it beforehand. But Rashi adds in, the designation of the money only happens after the Hakrava took place. So what happened? I violated Me'ila from Chatas money. And then I'm like, oy vey, I can't believe what happened. I violated Me'ila. But then the Chatas was Hukrav. And then I designate my Chatas money. That money does not go to Yam HaMelech. That money, Lacha Kapara Yiplu L'Nadava. That goes L'Nadava. Why? My taima ein mafrishin mitchilo leibud. The halacha is, if right when I designate something, it's going to go straight to the garbage, so then that designation is faulty and it doesn't work. Meaning, if the original Dmei Chatas weren't used yet, so right when I designate my Dmei Chatas, it goes to the be with the rest of Dmei Chatas, and hopefully it's all going to be used for a carbon. But but if the carbon was already brought, then what am I doing with my Dmei Chatas? I'm designated it for a Chatas? You don't have a Chatas anymore. So what are you doing? You're basically going straight to the Yam HaMelech, so it must be your Hafrasha. Your designation is not acceptable in Halacha, and therefore we say it's never going to be meant to be for a Chatas, it's just going to go for a Nedava. It's going to be Olas Nedava on the Mizbeach. That's the principle of Ein Mafrishin Mitzchilo Le'ibud. It never gets the status of Dmei Chatas. That is Shitas Rashi in this Gemara, and that is what we will go with. Good. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, last Mishnah here in the second parak of Me'ila. Says the Mishnah, Hakometz v'halavona. So we're having more items. Remember, this entire parak is all about regular items done properly. Avodah done properly. When are they subject to Me'ila? When are they not subject to Me'ila? The first parak was about problematic cases. Kachi kashim sheshachten bedarom. That was the first Mishnah. But this parak is all about regular cases. Chadas of which you did properly. The previous Mishnah, we had Olen and Asham and all the cases where you do it properly. So here too, HaKometz, the Kometz that is taken from every carbon mincha, that is Huktar on the Mizbeach, which then allows the Shirayim to be Mutter, Vahalavona, and the frankincense that's also brought with almost every carbon mincha, the haketores, and the ketores that's burned every day in the Beis HaMikdash, half in the morning, half in the afternoon, minchas kohanim, and the mincha of any kohen. As you can see, the common denominator between all of these items are going to be, they're all totally burnt. They're all totally burned on the Mizbeach. So Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, Minchas Nesachim, and the Mincha that's brought with certain Karbanos, with Olah and Shlamim, that's brought along with them, that's burned, in all these cases, Mo'al and Bavi Shuk Teshu. All of these have Me'ila right when they are Hukdash Bepeh, because all of these are going to be totally burned. Kidshan Bekli, right when they're put into the Kli Shares, not only are they subject to Me'ila, but now they get the higher level of Kedusha, as we said, Hokshali Pasel, Bitzvil Yom, or Bechosik Yipur, Mubalina, then they're subject to the other problems. And the Chayav and Alav, and at that point already, Chayav and Alav Mishim Noser Mishim Tameh. You don't have to do anything more, because there's nothing more done. What? Chayav and Alav Mishim Noser Umishim Tameh. If the Komet is not Huktar in time, and it is left over, and it's supposed to be burned today. You did Kemitza today, so then it has to be burned today. So if you didn't do it today, it becomes no sir. And what's the difference between what? It will be the same. It will be the same idea. No sir is the Isser Kares of eating, and Lean is the Isser to leave it over. Lo Sullen, right, is the Isser of leaving it. The Isser Lina is the Isser to leave it over. No sir is eating it once Chayav Kares for eating no sir. So they both, they're just two stages, Lina and Nosar. There's no piggle though. There's no piggle by any of these items. Why? Zachlah, this is the rule. And this is quoted also in the Mishnah in Maseches Vachim. Then we'll talk about some of these details. Kol sheyesh lo matirin. Ein chayavin Allah mishem piggle Nosar v'tamei, ashi yakrivu matirin. Anything that has matirin, that has other avodos that matir it, so that has piggle in it, but all three, pigul, noser, and tameh, only kick in once the matirim are done. Because noser and tameh are held hostage and connected with pigul, and just like pigul only kicks in after the avod is completed properly, so do noser and tameh kick in only where the avodas are completed properly, even though inherently, deep down, noser and tameh do not require yakriv kol matirav, but they do in cases where it exists because of its connection to pigul. But v'kol she'ein lo matirin, but anything that doesn't have anything else matirin. For example, all these cases in the Mishnah, komets, you burn the komets. That itself is a matir for the shirayim, but there's nothing that matirs the komets. That's why the komets is not subject to pigul. So anything that does not have matirin, kivon shekidish bekli, once it's niskadish bekli, chayav and alam mishim noser v'tamei, right away it's noser and tamei kick in, because there is no later stage, upigol ein ba, and there is no iser of pigol there, because it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, so this is the rule again. Pigol always requires a davar sheyesh lo matirin, so in cases where there is davar sheyesh lo matirin, noser and tamei are held with pigol to only kick in after the matirin are effective, after the avodah is done. But if it's a case of davar she'ein lo matirin, so pigol's out, there is no pigol in this case, so noser and tameh just kick in as soon as it can, which is right after niskadesh bikli. Just remember two or three points that we mentioned months ago related to some of these items. First of all, the Minchas Kohen Mashiach. We know the Kohen Gadol has to bring a karban every single day. The Minchas Chavitin. The question is why? And if you look in the Mefarshim, the pasuk that we learn out the Minchas Chavitin from also teaches us the Minchas Chinuch, that every Kohen has to bring on the first day that he does his Avodah. The same pasuk teaches me the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen Hedyot and the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Right, that's what the pasuk says in Parshas Sav. Let me find the pasuk. Zosros HaMincha HaGrevos HaBnei Aron L'fnei Hashem El Pnei HaMizbeach, Ve'yirimenu Bukumso, V'chulu V'chulu, Ve'yidav Hashem Moshe Leimar, Sheini, Zeh Karban Aharonu Banav, Asher Yakrivu L'Hashem, B'yom Yimashach Yoso, on the day that he's anointed to serve, Oso, Asiris Ho'efa, Solas Mincha, Tamid, Machatzisa Ba'boker, U'machatzisa Ba'arev, Amachlas Bashem and Teosem Rebekas Vienna, V'chulu, V'akoena Mashiach Tachtami Banav Yaseuta, Chok Olam L'Hashem, Kalil Taktar. We learn now from those psukim, both the Minchas Chinuch of a Kohen Hedyot and the Minchas Chavitin of a Kohen Gadol. What is the message behind the fact that a Kohen Gadol has to bring a korban every single day? The Kohen Gadol can do whatever he wants. If he wants to do any avodah, he can do it. Why, though, does he have to bring this Minchas Chavitin every single day? So we mentioned in Mitzvah Shir months ago, and we mentioned, I think, maybe even in Parshas Sav, in the Parshas Shir this year or last year, that B'yom Hi Mashachu, so Lama, Kohen Hedyo, maybe Minchas Chinuch, Papam Rishono, Avodaso, V'dayo, Vilu Kohen Gadol, maybe Mincha Kazu, Pamayim, B'chol Yom, Because we want the Kohen Gadol to have the feeling of it's the first time every single day. Ki'ilu mitzavcha, ki'ilu anochi mitzavcha yom. Mipnei shekohen hedyot einu zakuk laminui. Kohen hedyot is not zakuk to be appointed. V'kiva chumi zera aron aksherim v'nasek gadol v'neschadek la'avoda. How are you kohen la'olam? V'daylo b'menachas v'nech echad l'kohen mechayev. A kohen hedyot only has one first day. And once he's a kohen, he's always a kohen. And he can't be removed really from the post. But a kohen gadol is talui b'minui. And if something happens, if there's a psol, he can be removed. So he has to realize that every day is a gift. Every day is as if he's nismane again. So he says, "Vein malchus nogas b'chaver tafil kamoli nima v'lefira kohen gadol avodatu b'chol yom panim chadashos v'alav lahotos l'Hashem shehishiro b'kihunaso hagdola u'memela alav hakav chavitin minchas chinuch b'chol yom kibayom shenimshach bo." That's what's named Torah. Rav Sternbach says something similar in the Tam Vadas. He also said that he should feel that every day he has to be Mosif, and it should be new, and the feeling shouldn't be lost. Right? Even though, naturally, Barabos Hayamim Misragelhu Bavodaso, Umeko Rosh Betavkido, Torah says, I'm going to try not to, so I'm going to give him this Sivui in order to bring a Karban every single day. So that is the Minchas Chavitin. Just one other Ha'ara, and then we'll do the Gemara Mabez. Minchas Kohanim is on the list. As we know, the difference between if a Yisrael brings a Karban Mincha and a Kohen brings a Karban Mincha is that if a Yisrael brings a Karban Mincha, most of it is eaten by the Kohanim. The Kometz is Hoktar on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim. It's Kashi Kashim. But if a Kohen brings the same Karban Mincha, it's all burnt. Separate, the separate is the Daraisa. Kalil Taktar, right now, let it eat it. So what's the, is there a svar, is there a message we can learn from that halacha? That a Kohen's, let me see if I brought it, a Kohen's mincha is always burned. So the mincha schinach in mitzvah Kuf Lamed Zayin there in Sav has the following suggestion. He says, when a person brings a Karban mincha, then he'll realize it's a Karban mincha because most of it is not being eaten by him. He's not going to think it's lunch. He's not going to think it's just his to be his that he brought. But when it comes to a minchas kohen, what's going to happen? If he only has to be burned the kometz, then basically he's eating everything. So he's going to get the message that this is a karban. So says the chinuch, and says the minchas chinuch, we don't want him to get this. Says the minchas chinuch here in Ozvav. He says, "Deim lo haisa kolil madoron haya lefnei amakom b'malo kumso she'en ol adaver muat bishlema yisrael maybe mincha maybe isaron vakometz nikta vashirayim nechal makanim vakanim yishulchan gavol kazachu avol shel kohen emay ochol shirayim ein zed doron v'lo damil lechatos vashamol shel kohenim by chadas and anasham all the fats are burned, but here basically everything is going to be consumed by the kohen, and therefore it is better for it to be totally burned on the Mizbeach. Okay. Vaita. We can speak about each one of these on the list, but we'll leave it at that, and we will continue. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do I know that Nosar and Tamei are only chayiv by Dover Sheish Lamatirins after the Matirin kick in? After all, they don't really require the Matirin. So how do I know? Tanara de Tanara Banan Yachol ain chayavin mishum tuma ela b'Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Well, first this halacha. I might think that tuma is also only by Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Right? Not like pigol, v'dinu. And the following svara. Uma pigol shehu biyadia achas. Pigol, which is only with one yadia. What does that mean? The halacha is by tumah. We have this back in Masechta Shavuos. You have to know that you were tameh, forget about it and go into the Beis HaMikdash, and then afterwards know about it again that you did something wrong. You need two yadias, before and after. By pigol, there's only one yadia. You know this is a carbon, and you are mafagel. Uma pigol shehu biyadia achas. V'karbano kavua. And the carbon is kavua. That if somebody eats pigol b'shogig, he just brings a chadas behema. It's kavua. And v'lo huter michlalo. And there's never any heterim for pigol. Right? Even betzibor can't bring pigol. And even though all these three, meaning it's a very expansive isser, there's never huter michlalo, and you only need one yediyah. It's an issa that applies a lot. And yet, ein chayavin ela al davar sheish lamatirin, and yet it's limited. It only applies by a davar sheish lamatirin, by where it has other avodos that are matirid. So toma, shehi b'shte yediyahs. So toma, which requires two yediyahs. The karbano ola v'yorei, and there are kulas by its karban. It's an olav yored. Ve'hotra michlala, and sometimes you can even be makrev it petumet, so mahotra betzibur, say no dichelo yehechayev el aldar v'sheishlo matirin. Surely it should have the limit that pigle has. Pigle is such a chamor, expansive carbon, and it is limited in this way, so surely tuma, which is already in a limited carbon, surely it should be limited in this way. Tama lomar, emar alehem l'doros echem, kolish asher yakrev mikol zarachem v'chulu, b'chol ha'kodesh v'chol z'medaber. In that section, there are no limits. There are no limits to the what types of karbanos are included in the world of the Isser of Tuma. No limits, and therefore, even items that don't require matirin are going to be subject to the Isser of Tuma. Yachol yuchayav en alein miyad. You might think that, therefore, you're chayav miyad, where there are matirin. So you might say, right, when is this Kaddish B'Kli? It should be tum. It should be chayav mishum Tuma. Tam alomar asher yikrav. Because it says, no, it says Asher Yikrav. What does Asher Yikrav mean? Omer Balazar, v'chiyesh nogeshu chayiv. What if you touch something? Yikrav literally means touch something. You're going to be chayiv kareis mishum tuma. You never find kareis by just touching something. So Hakate said, what must Yikrav mean? It must be, as Rashi says here, it's not going on the carbon. It's not going on the person, but it's going on the carbon. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin, eino chayiv et sheyakrivenu matirin. Anything that has matirin, you're not chayiv tuma even until the matirin are fulfilled. V'chol davar she'in lo matirin, eino chayiv ad sheyakdish yakadish b'kli. But anything that doesn't have matirin, then it's immediate. Being the connection to pigel, just like pigel is only after Yaakov kol matir, so to tame, we just learned that tame does not apply. Is not limited to applying only in cases of davar sheyesh lo matirin, but in cases of davar sheyesh lo matirin, it only kicks in as an isser with an isser kares only after the matirin. Period. Okay, adron lachad sa'of, second parak. Let's go to the third parak a little bit. Let's start it up. Third parak beginning starts off with the five chatos mesos. Let's at least do the first three. Vlad chatos. A lot of the chatas. I have a carbon chatas, which is chatos are all females that had a baby. So what do I do with that baby? Tmuras chatas, the tmura of a chatas, a mamer on a chatas. So that tmura cannot be hokrav either. The chatas shemesu baleha, or the chatas that whose master, whose owner has died. In all those three cases, the connection between the chatas and the owner is severed, and therefore. And the sin, that the connection between the owner and the sin and the carbon is severed, and therefore, the Halakha Moshe Mishina tells me the Chatas has to die. Right, this Svara is found in many places in Shas. Back to the first Mishnah, Masechta Zvachim. When you shecht most karbanas shalo l'shma, so it's kosher, it just doesn't count l'shem chova. If I shecht a shlamim l'shem ol and an ol l'shem asham v'chulu, but a Chatas l'shem a different carbon cannot exist. It's possible. Why? Because the second that a Chatas is not connected anymore to its owner, to its carbon, to be mechaper al-chait, so therefore, it ceases to exist and it has to die. We have this in the end of Maseches Krisos. Remember, towards the end of Maseches Krisos, we didn't have shir on this, it was the second or the third to last daf, the Gemara in Krisos, the Mishnah said in Krisos, daf chav zayin mabez, even if somebody's mafresh a carbon chatos for one Avera, they can't bring it for another Avera. Even if it's the same Avera, and even if it's the same person. That shows us the tight connection that's required. Every chatas, for every aver, for every person has to be specific. Right? That's what he says. Lo yivyenu mi-chet al-chet, afilu hifrish, chelov shel emesh, chelov shel machar. Right? That's the Mishnah. Increases on daf chav zayin mabes. That's what we have to say. What's the problem with chatas shemesu baleha? Specifically, we just said it's not connected anymore to the owner. Why can't you bring it anymore? Says Rashi, fifth line, ein kapara lemesim. Because there's no kapara for a mace. Once somebody dies, there's no more kapara. To misasan kipra alehem. Because their misa was mechaper for them. Good. Ein kapara lemeisim. There is a very interesting Ron. I don't know if we mentioned this before. The Ron in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yud Beis. Remember the story in Shabbos Yud Beis, Rabbi Yishmael, there was a gzeira durabanan that you're not allowed to read next to a candle on Shabbos. Because gzeira shemiyate. Because you might turn the candle. Rabbi Shmuel says, I'm not worried, I'm going to read next to the candle, and I'm not going to move the candle and violate the Isser of Kibuy or Mavir. And what happens? The Gemara says, he either actually did, right? He read next to the candle, and he actually either moved the flame, or he almost moved the flame. And he says, oh, Kamagdolim Divrei Chachamim, Chachamim are unbelievable. And the Gemara says that he wrote down in his notebook, I owe... that's according to the Gersa that says he actually violated Yishmael owes a chata shmeina to be brought when Mashiach comes. Right, that's the Gemara. Ask the Ran over there 1 minute. Isn't Misa Mechaper? So what's he talking about? When Mashiach comes, after Tchias HaMesim, after I die, but Misa already be Mechaper. Are we going to have to bring Karbanas Chatas for if the Beis HaMikdash is only built after Me'av Esrim and after we move on, and we're going to have to bring all Karbanas Chatas? It could, no, if Mashiach comes while we're alive, Mehera Yibaneh, so then we can say, we have to write down, we're going to bring all the Karbanas. But are we going to bring Karbanas Chatas for all the Karbanas that happened in our lifetime? But Rashi says here, Misasan Kipra Aleihem. So the Ran says, it has to be that maybe he wrote it down for when Mashiach's going to come. He thinks Mashiach's going to come today, for during his lifetime. So that's what, if you want to read that Gemara in light of this principle, you have to say that because after, ain't Kapara Mason, why? Because you don't need a Kapara Mason. Because Mason already achieved Kapara. But there are other Gemaras. The Mordechai, in Maseches Yuma notes, Chazal tell us by Egla Arufa, right? Kapara Shapadisa, Chazal Darshan from Egla Arufa. And it's a Sifri. That there is Kaper la'amcha Yisrael Elu hachayim Asher padisa Elu hamesim. That's what the Medrash says. Malamet shabmesim Shrichin kapara. Based on that, says the Mordechai, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simon Taf Reish Chaf Aleph, the minhag to be noted staka on Yom Kippurim avur hamesim is based on this Mordechai, based on this Chazal ben Egla Rufa, that there is kapara la'amesim. Not totally clear. No kapara l'mesim. Maybe there's no chiv kapara for mesim, but there is an idea of kapara. The rokeach is quoted there in the base, at the end of the Beis Yosef in that same tavrish chafal. The rokeach says, you know why? He also talks about poskin stuck over a mesim. He says it only helps if the person in their lifetime was somebody who would have given the stucka. So you're acting on their behalf. But if he was a miser and he wouldn't have given a cent to anybody, so then this isn't a schus for him. He says, "V'mhaya ani oso ames ach libo betov ayanosin v'mhaya lo as toloksas ki achay yochol avakish lo'akal den ames ki David alav shalom avalim nasan bava rasha ein moel v'nosin l'kaven amesim shasadikim melitzin al tetzayim adkan." That's the Beis Yosef. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe there's even a schus if you do it. You're not doing it for him; you're doing it for his. Even though it's more difficult. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you can't say just because he wouldn't have done it in his lifetime. Mishnah Berurah says, I'll just read you that one line. Mishnah Berurah says, Mikom Akom, where is it? Umistaber dim haben nosin ba'ad aviv, b'chol gavni mo'o lahakel dino, debra mizaka abba. If it's a child, he could give it, even if the father wouldn't have given it, because it's still bra mizaka abba. Okay, this is a big discussion about Kapara la'achar Misa, but we will stop here. Okay, let's show we continue. Parsha Shir was given last night. It's Achremos Kedoshim, a lot of important items, and Hashem will continue next week.